Neil, give us the traffic report out there.
Oh, man, the traffic report is bad. Don't come down 167. It took me 2 hours to get here from Bellevue, a little bit more than that, but I think, you know, we got it under control now. I'm here.
A lot of people here to see you. How do you feel about it?
Oh, man, it's good. You know, it's for a good cause, the Boys and Girls Club, and, you know, a grand opening of Circuit City out here in the Puyallup area, you know what I'm saying? And I think it's a great turnout, you know. It's going to be big for the store, big for the Seahawks, big for me, big for the Boys and Girls Club, big for Como Full, big for you, big for everybody.
So were you involved in Boys and Girls Club coming up?
Yes, I do a lot of work with the Boys and Girls Club in the Seattle area every year. I usually donate about $10,000 or $20,000 myself. I did catches with kids myself, but you know, this is another way that I can come out and get the community involved instead of me just doing it myself.
How are you feeling now, too? People are anticipating seeing you on the field soon. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good, man. I've been feeling good. It's just, you know, a matter of time when I, you know, feel 100% or 120% to go out there, you know, try to give it my all.
What has Dr. Uribe advised you to do?
Same old thing, just play football.
Darryl, some people are talking maybe you'd be ready for this game this weekend, but obviously you have some pushback. What do you think your own timetable is as far as next week? Will you be going through drills and stuff?
I never knew I was going to be ready for this game this week. I don't know where the information came out for. I think my game and my plan was to play in the first game of the season, and that's what we've been sticking to, and that's where the goal we've been on. And right now we're going to hit that goal, it looks like.
What are you doing now? Are you running a little bit, or how are you strengthening?
I'm just running a little bit, lifting weights and stuff like that, just getting the feeling back, getting what I'm going to be used to and stuff like that. Just basically, you know, going to go forward.
Is the main thing to make sure that you don't re-injure this thing, that you got her strong enough to handle the whole season? Is that why just take patience with it?
Yeah, patience and make sure it's strong enough. Last year, you know, I came back a little early. That's why I had, you know, second surgery or whatever the case may be. It wasn't fully healed, but, you know, I had to get in there and fight for my team. You know, it was going to the playoffs, going to the Super Bowl. So, you know, some of the things like that you got to suck up.
Do you think you'll be able to hit the ground running in game one?
Yeah, I think so. I'm running right now, so there's no reason why I shouldn't hit the game.
Now next week, you're going to get on the practice field, you're going to go through some drills, you're going to next week just stick to the treadmill and the stuff you've been doing.
I'm going to wait to see what my people say, my trainer will say. You know, they got my best interest in hand, and I just do what they say right now, and hopefully everything will work out for the best for us.
Because of the traffic delay, some of the Boys and Girls Club kids had to leave. What would your message to them be?
This is D-Jack. I'm sorry you guys left, but I'll be coming around to hit y'all throughout the season. And if I don't get y'all, man, go Seahawks, go Boys and Girls Club, do good in school, do good in sports, do good in your grades.
Hey, D-Jack, for real, are your teammates sweating going through training camp in Cheney? How much did you miss that and being a part of that?
Oh, man, you know, sweating. I was out there sweating with them. I had to get up and go to breakfast and all that with them. But, you know, I want to play with them. You know, I miss competing with my fellow wide receivers and stuff, Bobby Ingram, you know, my new addition, Nate Burleson, Hackett, Peter Ward, my man, and stuff like that. So, you know, I miss competing with them, miss going to battle with them, but, you know, it's one of the things, that's how it goes in football.
Coach Holmgren said at this point in your career, you don't need all those training camp reps, that you'll be okay. Can you say, I mean, does that hold you back at all this in training camp, or are you good to go either way?
No, I'm like Iverson. I don't need no practice. Practice.
Rubio, how much do you miss though when you don't go through training camp? Does that slow you down as far as getting ready for the season?
I don't know. We're going to find out. I've never missed a training camp before, so we're going to find out how much it does and how much it doesn't.
Were you shedding tears about missing training camp?
Not at all. Not at all. Not at all. Not at all. You know.
That's good. All right. DJ.
Thank you, Darryl.
Giving back to the community, is that a good thing? I mean, how much do you enjoy giving back to the community like this?
Oh, all the time, man. I enjoy it a lot. You know, this is where I come from. This is what I've been doing. This is what, you know, I used to be in the line watching other pros from the Tampa Bay area and getting their autographs and watching them give back. So, you know, this is what I'm just used to. I'm just following suit and doing what good nature is supposed to do.
Thanks, DJ.
Cool, baby.
Time.